Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Over. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be June 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start to net at 9 p.m. and it still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echo Links that wish to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, check in through Echo Link. Matt, it looks like it's just you and me here in Echo Link tonight.
Alrighty, Echo Link check-in of KD2FPM, Kevin James on the other end of Oneonta. How you doing, Kevin? The floor is yours.
Alright, yeah, good evening, Matt, and hello to everyone on board KD2FPM on the north side of Oneonta here. Got 66 degrees outside, cooled off a little bit here from the heat that we've had, so kind of relaxing here and enjoying the cooler temperatures because the heat was a pretty big one and fierce there. So, man, I tell you what, when you're not ready for it, it can really knock you over. So, but hanging out with Brutus the Wonder Mutt, and he's just kind of checking out, seeing what's going on here tonight, too. So, with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, glad to hear you're doing good. I haven't really caught up on you over the weekend and been out at camp, so I haven't been able to do much of anything. I could barely get into the Oneonta repeater to check in for Act 10. Cell phone service, not all that great. But I'm sewing 67 and 93% humidity. It's cooled off a little bit, but not terribly much. Still a little warm for me. So, we'll move on. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening. This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening.
N5AOW, good evening, Matt.
KC2QQR, good evening, Matt.
WA to you.
Okay, net acknowledges N2PFM. George, N5AOW, and I caught KC2. I did not catch the rest of the call. When I unkey, go ahead and acknowledge again so I can get the correct call. And WA to you. How y'all doing this evening? And we'll get that call that I missed. Sorry, it was a little distorted on this end.
It's Kilo Charlie 2, Quebec, Romeo.
Okay, K KC2, Quebec, Quebec, Romeo. Chuck, I got you now. Sorry about that. It was, my speaker was having some distortion issues for some reason. Alrighty, we'll stop at the top of the list. N2PFM, George, how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. Well, I shot myself in the foot again today, so to speak. Trying desperately to get a modem so I could get back on the internet. And, yeah, I bought one at Walmart. Only trouble is, I found out when I got home that the input jack for it is for an RG6U cable. It's not for, it's not a phone jack, not a telephone jack, like, which is what Frontier uses, so I gotta bring it back tomorrow. And, Bob, I was gonna say to you, before you try a rendezvous for, any time this week for getting that modem, see about the input. The output jack there was all the same, the Ethernet. But if the input jack on that thing you have is for an RG6 and not for a regular RJ11 phone jack, telephone jack, it would be of any use to me. I wanted to get a hold of you and let you know that. Well, we've got a temperature here of 68 degrees. Temperature range today was 65 to 79, and the humidity was nice and low, and believe it or not, it was a very, very pleasant summer day up here. Wish it was like that all the time. It would be a little cooler, but it was nice, no sweating or anything. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73, and then extra special prayers for all the veterans and their families out there as well. It's Memorial Day. N2, PFM clear.
All right, George, thank you. I'm glad all is going well. We'll move on. N5AOW, Bob, how are you doing today? Are you enjoying the heat like the rest of us?
Good evening, Matt, and everyone on board N5AOW. Yeah, I'm enjoying my birthday today. When I was on the other night, well, I gotta thank everyone for best birthday wishes and so on, and yeah, the actual day is today. And let's see, we've got to respond to George on the back of this one I have. I just took it out of the box. There's a 12 ohm DC input. That's for a wall wart like they normally had. There's a reset port for it, Ethernet port, USB, and there's also a cable from incoming that would normally take like your antenna from outside. Cables and everything are in the box, and George, I don't know if I'm going to get down to or out that way, you know, to, I just been buried with stuff going on here. You're more than welcome to, I'm easy enough to find anyway. Okay, with that, had a great day today, and just enjoyed the weather. Got to do numerous things that we had planned on. Took it easy. I got out and I played 9 holes. Sherry took a run with me on that, and she was my wingman. I didn't hit him very good, but that's all right. Didn't hit him real bad either. But I enjoyed it, and that was the point of the whole thing. And had an excellent 9 holes. Came back, and we did a couple things in the backyard to pick things up a little bit and do whatever. And that pretty much was it. So with that, I'll say 7-3 to everyone, and have a great evening, and return it back to you, Matt, N5AOW.
Alrighty. Thank you, Bob, for your check-in, and I will say happy birthday to you. Hopefully, sounds like it was a decent and enjoyable day for you today. Okay, KC2, QQR. Chuck, how are you doing today?
Thank you.
doing too bad. That's KC2QQR. Just sitting there relaxing. Had a very enjoyable day today. I went out first thing this morning. I went out for a jog this morning and did some more flower planting and all this other stuff. Got the I got some more mulch put out around my some of my other I like this front garden spread that I got, so I fixed that up and made that all look nice, and then had some lunch, and then this afternoon hung out with some family, and then some family wanted to go for a bike ride, so we went for a bike ride. Very very enjoyable day. The temperature was just right for doing it because you had the breeze and everything, so needless to say, we didn't even sweat, so that was really good. And then after that, we made some shish kebabs on the grill and had that. That was really good. And did some cleanup, you know, after dinner cleanup, and then sat around, and I'm on to that tonight. So very, very, very enjoyable Memorial Day for me, so not looking forward to going to work tomorrow, but that's still a couple hours away, but I can wait till tomorrow. So nice to hear everybody in here tonight, and much appreciated. So bring it back to net controls, KCQQQR.
Alrighty, Chuck, thank you for your check-in. I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad your day was enjoyable also. Alrighty, WA2U. John, how are you doing today?
Okay, Matt, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on the Black River Valley Service Net this evening and those out there listening on various devices and EchoLink, whatever. Yeah, 67 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Kathy and I had a great weekend. Saturday night we listened to quite a bit of music, some of the older stuff. So we enjoyed that. Today, Kathy worked out on the garden planting things, and we had a couple youngsters come down and wanted to earn a few dollars, so we had them do some work out front here, and they did that, and they're happy, we're happy. I got various projects, so it's kind of nice if people still have an interest in doing that kind of thing. Had some company earlier today and chatted with them for a while. Got an update on the Rochester Ham Fest. Of course, you talk to, you know, depending on who you talk to, but it doesn't sound like a Ham Fest I'd be interested. I remember going to the earlier Ham Fest way back in the late 70s or early 80s, and they've moved in a bunch of things, but it was all on blacktop, and it was 90 degrees that day, so, and there were no vendors, so no twisting knobs and pushing buttons on the new equipment, but that was kind of this past weekend, a lot of people are getting together with families, and the weekend before was Dayton, so I don't know if that was great timing on anyone's part. But there's more Ham Fest coming up. I know there's one in Cortland, and let's see. George sounds like he's gradually getting squared away with a modem, and yeah, depending on the systems, RJ11 or RJ45 plugs, and a lot of them use the coaxial cable if you have Time Warner, and then if you have Frontier, it's I think they use the RJ11. I think that's what we have. I believe that's what's upstairs going in and out of the box, so gradually you get squared away, George. There's probably someone that makes an adapter, but by the time you get finding the adapter, you might as well just get the modem that works. And let's see, I'm trying to think what else is going on. Oh, trying to hunt down a spur on 157-400. And I'm not sure what fire department it is, but it's channel 28 of the Marine band. And it's really nothing close to us. So someone trying to get by the content of the fire calls, who it is, it kind of moves around a little bit, but this is the time of the year when some of the equipment at some of the sites, either because of heat or different temperature changes do that. So I'm curious if I'm the only one here. 157,400, and the PL is 91.5. It does have a PL. It's in the marine band. So we're looking at checking some of that out. So Matt, we'll turn it back over to you, and I think I had some other additional comments, and it's kind of weird. George said, shot myself in the foot. Well, that's interesting he said that, because on the scanner, of course, we had the nonsense, unfortunately, happened in Floyd with a package that blew up when someone went to get it at their mailbox, but just tonight someone accidentally shot themselves. They didn't give a whole lot of details. Then there was some action on our road here up at the, I call up at the shanty town. So I don't know, guns and warm weather, I don't know what's going on, but maybe there needs to be more training out there. Anyways, back over to you, Matt. We'll say a good evening to all WA to you, and again, certainly we want to remember all those that gave us all our freedoms and made things all possible. WA to you back tonight.
Alrighty, John. Thank you for your check-in. And also, before I forget, happy Memorial Day, Remembrance Day for all of our veterans that may be out there listening. And actually, a couple of my uncles were past veterans also, so just a great day of remembrance for them. I've actually have noticed there's been a lot of talk, and everybody kind of not really, because my daughter actually didn't really exactly realize what Memorial Day was all about, so had that explanation to her today. Alrighty, this is KD2J Davis, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WATU.
WATU. Go ahead, John.
I don't do the birthday message thing, but I will say a happy birthday to Bob there and many, many more. WATU back to net.
Alrighty. WATU, thank you, John. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Or, Bob, would you like to say anything back to John?
10-5-AOW, yes. Thank you, John, for good birthday wishes. Yeah, I hope I can pile a few more on top of this one. But at this point, one comment I'm going to make on that, I'm counting down now from this one back. I don't want to go any higher. So maybe that's not a good omen. And 5-AOW, back to that control.
Alrighty, thank you, Bob. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We should all start doing that once we get to a certain point. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WATU.
Okay, I got WATU with a comment, and can anybody relay the... He was barely getting into the repeater of the other check-in there, please.
It sounded like KC2OJU Oscar Juliet Uniform. I may be incorrect, WATU.
That is correct, KC2OJU to Hamble Brandy.
Okay, thank you. I'm okay. KC2OJU. You want to go ahead with your comment, John, or would you like to let Randy go ahead and do his check-in?
I'll let Randy go, because you never can tell. Conditions may change. WATU.
Okay, KC2OJU. Thank you, Randy, for your check-in. I didn't copy too much of that. I don't know if you did, John. But WHOU, I'll let you go ahead with your comment.
That's good to hear, Randy. That's just to copy the conditions. I guess we got cold front. Any kind of weather change with it. Interesting conditions on 2 meters. Well, with Bob's birthday, it did remind me, or it's in the ball, it was 5 years ago, either today or tomorrow, pretty close, but 5 years ago, Kathy, KC2YXN, and I both retired from our employment. So, boy, does time fly. WHU, back to net.
Okay, thank you, WHU. Thank you, John. Sorry, I had an issue with it keying up for some foolish reason. N5AOW, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, Matt, N5AOW. John, I'll tell you what, I know the feeling, and time does fly. Boy, I'll tell you what, I retired in 2004, and I can't believe it was that long ago. Seemed like 2 years. And it's been, what, 12? Wow. It does fly. And if you don't watch it, it flies away. Anyway, back to net control. N5AOW.
To PFM with a comment.
Okay, thank you, Bob, N5AOW, N2PFM. You have a comment, but I also see KC2OJU, Randy, is actually in here on Echo Link with Kevin and me. I'll let you go ahead and try that again, Randy. Okay, maybe KC2OJU is having issues with Echo Link also. I've been having them too, so. And 2PFM, George, go ahead.
Yes, N2PFM for N5AOW. I saw it the other day when they was doing that. That was your birthday and gave you a happy birthday. Well, that it is really your birthday today. Again, happy birthday. And from what you said about the things on the back, the input for that is also a regular 75-ohm cable, TV antenna cable input, which is not the one that will work with this. It's got to be the regular phone jack, you know, like your telephone jack in the wall, or when you plug your phone into it, like RJ-111 or something, I believe, just as John had said there. Okay, with that, God bless, N2PFM, clear.
Alrighty, George, thank you. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WHU, I just can't resist.
WHU, go ahead.
I gotta say this with a straight face. It's hard to... Years ago, WHU, years ago, during George and Bob and probably some others, believe it or not, at 9 a.m., I think it was 8:39 a.m., there used to be, in the central New York area, on 147.510, now see who remembers this, 147.510, the old geezer's net, and that was on for years and years and years. N2ELQ, his wife Dolly, a guy named Roger, there was a lot of W2ZYI, I don't know if WA2LK got in, but every day, 147.510, the old geezer's net. I don't know. Might be coming back, WA2 back to net.
Okay, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Thank you, WA2U, for that comment. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:30 local time. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. We had 82FPM Kevin James, N2PFM George, and 5ALW Bob, KC2QQR Chuck, WA2U John, and KC2OJU Randy. Thank you everyone for checking in. I hope everyone had a good, safe, and obviously warm Memorial Day weekend. I say 7-3 to everyone, and I will catch you hopefully tomorrow night. This is KZU-JWC, and I will be clear.
Thanks for doing that, Matt. WA2 clear.
I will say no problem, John. Thank you guys for allowing me to help out. And I will apologize. Sorry, I haven't been here much in the past couple of weeks. Kevin's been pretty much... make the family happy to go camping this past weekend and trying to get everything else good to go. It's been busy along with all the meetings and everything I had going on with the fire department. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are those days of the week, of course. Alrighty, 7-3 all, KD2JWC is clear.
I don't know if I got it this time or not. There it is, KC2OJU.
KC2OJU, it's KD2FPM. Randy, go ahead. How you doing?
Yeah, I guess I just had to go ahead and change the setting on my mic there. Somehow it got changed there, and I hope you're copying me okay. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with my radio there, but, man, I should be getting hitting your repeater there because I'm got a two-story house, and on the roof there, it's got a three-foot tripod, and there's a 10-foot pole, and the antenna's 15-foot, so I'm up there. I can hit the Whiteface Mountain repeater, and I don't know why I'm having trouble with yours. Yeah, the other guys talk about camping there. Yeah, I was going to go camping this week, but I decided to open my pool up. I didn't open up last year, and I tell you what a mess. Saturday, I opened up, and it looked like chocolate milk. I tell you, it was muddy and slimy from that algicide. So I was going to put chemicals in it, and I decided not going to drain her down. So I went and bought me a sump pump and put in there and drained her down, and then I took my shop back and got the rest of it out. Finished that up today. Now I'm filling it back full of water. It'll take a couple of days with the garden hose, but I'll get it. At least the water's good and crystal clear now. Well, I tell you, you don't use a pool for a while, they do get awful stagnant. No, not too much else going on here tonight. Just wanted to jump in, give you one for the count, so I'll hand it back to Matt. Everybody have a great night. KC2OJU, and it's still 70 degrees out. Still hot. I had 92 out since this afternoon.
All right, Randy. Yeah, they ended the net, but I just wanted to make sure you could get in here. And you are coming in nice and solid here. I'm on Echolink here with you, KD2FPM over here in Oneonta. So, yeah, waiting to see if Octane will jump up here. Maybe we can say hello to them, too, in a minute. So, all right, I'll stand by with you, Randy. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, we'll stand by, KC2OJU.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic, and check-ins will be appreciated.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in for Octane through Echolink. Good evening. Negative.
Roger, KD2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Good evening, Kevin. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Act-10.
N5AOW, good evening. No traffic.
Roger, N5AOW, good evening. Bob, thanks for checking in. Calling for Act-10. All stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated, with or without traffic. Final call for Act-10. All stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Act-10 would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Act-10 to use their repeater. Good evening, Kevin and Bob. Thank you for your check-ins. KC2OVB clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. I got to get Brutus the Wondermutt outside to do his job. So hopefully I'll catch up with you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM will be clear.